across Northeast Dublin.
90.3.
This is Near FM.
I want to welcome into the studio now Madeleine Ebbs from DCC North. Good morning, Madeleine.
Hi, John. How are you?
We're here at the Stardust Memorial Park.
Yeah, I spoke to you briefly yesterday. As you know, we have a very successful scheme running up in Darndale Park with some locals who came in off the live register, and they took on this, we call them the Gateway Lads. They took on this scheme whereby they clean the park, there's a presence in the park, they've made it an awful lot safer. And as I've spoke to you in the past, the dumping has been eliminated. A lot of the drug dealing has gone, and stolen and burnt out cars. So the park now is a very safe place to walk, and we have the park run that goes there now every Saturday. So we're looking to do a similar scheme now in the Stardust Park. Yeah. So if there's anybody out there listening that's on the live register who would like to take part in this local scheme in the Stardust Park, Toos are looking for participants, and we'd be delighted to have some expression of interest from local people.
Okay, and how can they apply? How do you get involved?
Come over here to the Civic Centre and talk to the DSP, or they can ring me, Madeleine, on 086-815-0286.
Okay, so and that gives people the chance to get out there and do some work for the community.
Yeah.
And community are great, actually, when it comes to, you know.
Well, I'd certainly be lost without the wonderful people I work with out there in the community. And you've seen that Stardust Park, on the walk on a Tuesday morning.
Yeah.
We had over 20 people there last Tuesday. The park is looking beautiful, down to Brian Dowling and Parks. He has a ranger in there now. So we got a couple of guys in there for a few hours in the mornings, just again to give that presence and to make people feel a little safer. And we want the community to take back over their green spaces.
Yeah. So how many people are you actually looking for, Madeleine?
Did you give me a number yesterday? No. They didn't give me a number, but sure, come here, if people come over and express an interest, we'll see, you know, what we can do for them.
Okay. Now, is there anything else coming up?
Well, I just want to acknowledge on the park run on Saturday, we had a chap, Frank McLaughlin, who ran his 100th park run, and he chose Darndale Park to do it in, which we were absolutely delighted to have him do that. And Susan French, who's the park run director up there, actually bought him a little plaque, and we did a presentation. So it was a lovely morning up there on Saturday morning. My own lovely, gorgeous friend, Siobhan Stevenson, flew in from Newcastle.
Oh, very nice.
Originally from Donnymead, and she and her husband and her daughter would be avid park runners in Newcastle. And so she came all the way over to join us in Darndale and was absolutely delighted. So Siobhan Stevenson, if you're listening over there in Newcastle this morning, thanks very much for joining us. And we also had a large contingency of sloggers to joggers who had just completed the Darkness into Light walk in Malahide. Yeah. And they came, after that walk, they came down to Darndale also to join in our park run on Saturday morning. So the atmosphere was just buzzing, absolutely buzzing.
Great. Is it great when you get the weather?
Oh, it was a beautiful morning, beautiful morning. And it's the same in the Stardust Park there yesterday as well. The weather does make all the difference. But again, as you know, my mission is to have people back using our green spaces for the purposes that they were intended. So anybody that has any ideas out there in the community about ways maybe they'd like to get involved. Like, I'd love to start a junior park run in the Stardust, but we would need volunteers. So if there's anybody out there this morning that think they might like to get involved in setting that up, to also contact me.
Yeah, to supervise.
You need lots of volunteers to make this work, and it's always great when they're local people. I have to say, some of the nicest people I've met recently are people who take part in the park runs.
Yeah.
They're just all lovely people. We actually had a couple of guys drove over from Ennis on Saturday to run. So, I mean, I wouldn't have thought I would have ever seen that outcome for the Darndale Parks, you know what I mean?
Brilliant.
So I'm delighted with that. So, just to mention, Frank Darby and the Kilmore girls won the All-Ireland there the weekend. So Frank Darby, Rosemary and Dean Russell are absolutely over the moon about that. I'm sure they'll come in and have a chat with you.
Yeah, I was talking to Dean only recently there, and he's wants to come in, so I'm hoping to get that organised.
I met him yesterday. We're trying to organise some changing rooms up there on Oscar Trainer for them, and he said this is unheard of, Madeleine, that this these girls from Coolock would win this absolutely brilliant award. And also the Glen Boxing Club are just churning out titles. They are doing so well.
How are they getting on? Did they get a new premises?
Well,
or?
We hope to be able to facilitate them. I don't know how long it's going to take. There are plans to do a build, to look after the boxing and building. So we're hoping that we will be able to facilitate the Glen Boxing Club. But I went to a friendly a couple of weeks ago. Brian Foley ran down in St. Paul's and Raheny. Hmm. And the level of expertise with these kids boxing was absolutely incredible. Absolutely incredible. And he sent me a card in the other day. I don't know the boxing titles, but my God, they are taking some titles. So
yeah, they're brilliant.
Fantastic. Brilliant. Absolutely brilliant club. And again, Brian's just a member of the community, like Frank and Rosemary and Dean. So all this work, all this tremendous work has been done by people out there, you know, that are getting up.
Yeah, we've had them in. I actually had a lad in here from Praxis Care, and it just turned out he used to be involved with the Glen boxing.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
He was raving about it.
Yeah.
Either, you know.
No, so. I have to say the guys out there are terrific, and I'm only a small spoke in a wheel of when we're getting things done. You know, I depend on people out there to come on board with me, which is why, which brings me on to my next thing, my 16th annual variety show on the 13th of June, and this is my way on behalf of Dublin City Council and Community Development of saying thank you to all the people who row in with us throughout the year. So the variety show, as you know, is performed by the community, for the community, and there's a bit of grub, lots of music, dancing, singing, and it does be a great night. So that's coming up on the 13th of June.
Can't believe that's come around.
I know,
already.
The months and the weeks are flying in. I don't know where they're going.
Gone too quick.
Absolutely. Flying in. So I think that's all my news for you today, John.
Okay, Madeline, do you want to tell people how to get involved? Do they want to volunteer once more, or to go downstairs?
Anybody that wants
centre?
To get involved from the live register in the Parks project, to contact somebody in the DSP, anybody at all, just go in and say that Madeline Ebbs from Dublin City Council Community Development is looking for people to get involved in this project, or they can contact me on 086 815 0286.
Okay, and just want to go back to, you said you're a small cog. I talk to a lot of community organisations, and your name always pops up, and you're definitely not a small cog, Madeline.
Okay, maybe sometimes I'm the driver, but I do depend on all the wonderful people out there in the community to get on board to make all these projects work.
Just to let you know, people do appreciate you and all the hard work you do.
I know that. I've made great friends from all the people I've worked with over the years.
Yeah, it's great, isn't it?
Yeah, including you, John Healy, including you.
Well, I'm honoured, Madeline.
Thanks very much.